You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hi and welcome to Money Control. This is Suyash Maheshwari and you're tuned into the Market Podcast. I have a market editor, Shidhij Anand, with me today, who will discuss how the market fared this past week and what should investors look forward to in the coming week.
The Market Podcast on Money Control.
Hi and welcome to the show, Shidhij.
Thanks, Suyash.
Quite a bit of action on the market this week.
Well, absolutely. Suresh, if I look at the market action, you know, it was fairly volatile. In fact, Nifty 50 sort of moved in a 200-point range with wild swings on either side. Now, if I look at for the week, in fact, it ended on a negative note with cash trap as well as debt-laden companies bear the brunt of brutal sell-off. In fact, the sell-off got intensified on Friday afternoon on news that India will impose retaliatory tariff on U.S. goods. In fact, if you look at, both Sensex and Nifty, they are down by around about 0.4% each for the week ended June 14. And talking about, the broader indices, you know, Bank Nifty closed the week down 1.55%, with mid-cap and small-cap indices saw a cut of 1.49% and 2.25%. So in fact, Suresh, you know, if we look at the trend, we've seen underperformance of the broader market indices, that is the mid and the small caps, not just for the week, but in fact for the month of June so far. And that has been a worrying factor, for analysts as well, because if Nifty has to break out, then, we have to see participation from the broader market as well, that is the mid and small cap stocks as well. Talking about among the other classes, the Brent crude, fell by 3.4% due to fear of global economic slowdown and trade war. And, in the last 1 month, Brent crude is down by more than 14%. And rupees trading marginally up by 0.5% during the week. In fact, if I'm talking about the institutional activity, FIIs remain net sellers of Indian equities, and they're probably taking out around about 566 odd crores in this week as per the SEBI provisional data.
That's interesting. So Shidhij, what were the key business developments during the week?
Well, absolutely. A lot of news came out from India Inc. In fact, starting with the auto major, Maruti Suzuki. Now, you could say the largest automaker of India has slashed vehicle production by over 18% in May for the fourth consecutive month due to weak market condition. And in fact, if you look at the sales data as well for Maruti Suzuki, it has not been that great. And the stock has been under pressure for quite some time now. Talking about Hexaware Technologies from the IT space. Now, the company has announced acquisition of MobiQuity for $182 million. Now, MobiQuity is one of the largest independent customer experience consulting firms that specializes in creating frictionless multi-channel digital experiences using cloud technologies. The next stock that we have on the list is Tata Motors. Now, Tata Motors' own JLR reported May sales of 42,370, which are down 12.2%. Now, in fact, Tata Motors reported 23% decline in global sale, including that of Jaguar and Land Rover vehicles at 82,374 units in May. In fact, both Maruti Suzuki and Tata Motors have been on sellers' radar, not just for the month of May. In fact, we've seen this sell-off in the last 2 or 3 months. The next stock that we have on the list is Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail. In fact, the company acquired ethnic wear brands Jaipur and TG Apparel and Decor for an enterprise value of up to 110 crore, subject to obviously closing adjustment. Automobile body Siam reported that May domestic PV sales dropped by 20.55% to 2.3 lakh units from 3.01 lakh units in May 2018. Now, this is an important factor, Suresh. Now, why I say that is because, micro factors are not pointing towards the recovery. And in fact, if you look at, both Sensex and Nifty, they're trading round about near record highs. So definitely there's one aspect of market which is not showing signs of improvement, but the other factor, which is the equity markets, they are trading around record highs, and that is something, there's some mismatch. So definitely we might see some bit of readjustment happening as we approach either the budget and the following weeks. Apart from that, the last stock that we have on the list is Yes Bank. Now, Moody places Yes Bank rating under review for downgrade due to liquidity pressure. Now, the bank also saw exodus of non-executive director Ajay Kumar and non-executive independent director Lieutenant General Mukesh Sabharwal. So the stock has been under pressure. Yes Bank has been under pressure, and largely because of what is happening in NBFC space as well.
Right. So can you talk a little about HDFC Bank's succession plan?
Yes, absolutely. You know, HDFC Bank has started a global search to find a successor to the founding chief executive, Aditya Puri, who retires in October 2020. Now, remember, HDFC Bank is, you know, one of the blue chip stocks that we have in Sensex and Nifty. In fact, it has been a consistent performer. And I'm sure, you know, investors or shareholders are looking forward for some good news from that front.
That's great. So quite a bit of economic data released during this week. Can you please talk about it?
Absolutely. You know, it was a week which was dominated by economic data and probably a mixed economic data, I'll say about that. Now, retail inflation for May inched up to around about 3.05% from 2.92% in April, which was in fact, you know, raised upwards to 2.9%, driven by increase in vegetable prices. Now, vegetable inflation stood at 5.46% in May compared to 2.87% in April. The good news is that industrial production grew to a 6-month high of 3.4% in April, mainly on account of what improvement in mining and power generation. In fact, the index of industrial production, IIP, had expanded by 4.5% in April 2018. Now, the previous high in IIP growth was, I think, recorded at 8.4% in October 2018. WI inflation, which came out today, that is, you know, Friday, slipped to 22-month low at 2.45% in May, aided by fallen prices of food articles, fuel, and power items. Now, in fact, there's some, you know, opposite seeing that we are seeing with respect to CPI inflation and the WPI, because CPI inflation inch upwards to 3.05%, but still below the RBI comfort level of 4%, while on the WPI inflation front, it has actually slipped to 22-month low. But all in all, I think most global investment banks suggest that there's a higher probability now that RBI is in a much more comfortable position to actually cut rates by another 25 basis point, probably in the August policy meet.
Okay, so what about the oil sector?
Well, OPEC has actually, you know, slashed its forecast for growth in global oil demand due to escalating trade disputes and pointed to risk of a further reduction, building a case for prolonged supply restraint for the rest of the year or for the rest of 2019, you could say. You know, it expects global oil demand to rise by 1.14 million barrels per day this year. That is $70,000 barrels per day less than the previous expected. Now, in fact, for the week gone by, we have seen, you know, crude oil prices hovering in the range of $60 to $61 a barrel. Definitely a good news for Indian markets. But then again, if you talk about global economy, then lower crude oil prices points to slowdown in economic growth. So I think it's, you know, we could say that we hope for lower crude oil prices for the coming week as well, because that will act as, you know, more of a tailwind for Indian markets.
The monsoon also seems to have set in.
Absolutely. You know, overall rainfall deficit for period June 1 to 12 has been 45% according to IMD. Now, the progress of monsoon was also further delayed by Cyclone Wayu by a few days. But yes, you know, all eyes on the monsoon, and it has, you know, quite a bit of bearing on the earnings of India Inc. So definitely important event to watch out for.
Okay, Shadid. So what are the key events to watch out in the market in the coming week?
Well, you know, the coming week will be dominated by, you know, both events from global front as well as domestic front. On globally, RBI MPC meeting RBI MPC minutes of the meeting will be released on June 20th. That is another factor to watch out for. The big news will come from, you know, global front, that is US Fed FOMC meeting on June 18th and 19th, followed by press conference, will be something we'll be watched out for. Apart from that, on June 20th, you know, we'll have a GST press conference. So that is also something which most most experts are eyeing for. Apart from that movement in crude oil prices, what happens on the trade relation front? You know, as we talked earlier in the chat, that there are source-based information that India plans to, you know, relay retaliatory tariffs on US. So that is something which we have to watch out for as to what happens on the trade war front.
We have a query from one of our listeners, Sanket. Sanket wants to know whether it is time for some bottom fishing or stay away from beaten down companies where promoters are in trouble and from the NBFC sector.
Well, I think we'll not go, you know, much deeper into the individual names, but you know, as of now, beaten down names look good in terms of valuation, but what most experts suggest at this point in time is to stay with quality, even though they might be coming at a slight bit of premium compared to other you know, stocks which are down. You know, I would not suggest you know, Sanket to probably head into buy stocks which are at this point in time look beaten down. But then again, look more deeply into the fundamentals of the company. Do its or own research before diving into buy or sell decision at this point in time. Stick with quality. That's what we would advise at our end, and that's what most technical experts or most fundamental experts are also advising at this point in time. Now, all the NBFC companies are not you could say that they are not as bad as things have come out to be. But then again, if you're holding some NBFC companies, I think it's better to hold on to those stocks and let the tide pass through, because there's a lot of uncertainty at this point in time. But if you hold on to the NBFC companies, let the tide pass through and then take a decision. So I'll say that hold on to your long bets, and don't go into companies which look beaten down, but instead stay with quality, stay with fundamentals, stay with company which has a stronger pedigree of management, stay with companies which have a strong growth profile, and stay with companies which are showing growth prospect in terms of Q4 results right now.
That's a wrap to this episode of the Market Podcast. If you have any queries, please do write us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, it is mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more views, news, and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Money Control presentation.